Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Boy, it's been an emotional roller coaster in Boston for the last 3 months. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. First came the Boston Marathon bombings, when two rank amateur terrorists ruined the most festive day of the year in Massachusetts while murdering three people and causing horrific injuries that will last a lifetime. The tragic aftermath turned joyous with relief after the two punks were killed and captured. Gangster Whitey Bulger, who became somewhat of a folk hero during his 18 years on the lam, was finally found and is now standing trial for 18 murders as an 82-year-old defendant. The Boston Celtics don't look like they're aging gracefully as the Big Three is breaking up, and even Doc Rivers, Austin's dad, wants out. They were already mad at Ray Allen leaving for Miami to win a championship, which he did after hitting the critical shot that saved Game 6. The Red Sox started strong after their worst season in decades, and while still clinging to first place, now have a decimated pitching staff. Clay Buchholz is 9-0, but has already gone on the DL twice. John Lester has lost his stuff after a fast start, and the bullpen is being held together by scotch tape and bobby pins. Carolina's Andrew Miller was about to hold the lead against Detroit Sunday when he hit a batter with a two-strike count to force in the tying run. And last night, the beloved Bruins went into a do-or-die Game 6 of the Stanley Cup playoffs by blowing one at home after seemingly having Lord Stanley's trophy hoisted. Even if they extended the series, Game 7 was scheduled on Chicago ice. But by far the biggest punch in the gut is what's going on with the Pretty Boy Patriots, the team everyone outside of New England loves to hate. First, they let Wes Welker get away to Denver after basically offering him more money than the Broncos. Then their wild thing of a tight end, Rob Gronkowski, faced his fourth offseason surgery that is threatening his chances to get back on the field in 2013. And now Aaron Hernandez, Gronk's partner in the flat, if not in crime, is holed up in his mansion outside of Boston, on the verge of being charged with at least obstruction of justice, if not murder, in the death of a close associate. Media have camped outside the cordoned-off house, and so far no one is saying squat. But in his cave at the Patriots Way complex, Bill Belichick is likely reading the tea leaves and figuring this isn't going to be a Super Bowl season in Boston. This is Archansky. See ya.